This is Marketplace. I'm Kai Rizdahl. The strain coronavirus is putting on this economy is seeping through to almost all parts of it. You lose your job, you can't pay your bills, rent, or your mortgage, your car loan maybe. Also, food. Food banks and pantries are stepping in, but there is so much need that capacity is being strained. And as Marketplace's Nova Sappho reports, some of those food banks are worried about how long they can keep up.
Food banks are sort of like Amazon distribution centers for charitable pantries, which then give out that food to people in need. And right now, there's a lot of need out there.
This spike in the demand for food assistance is unlike anything we've experienced before.
Michael Flood runs the Los Angeles Regional Food Bank. He says it expects to distribute 2 million meals this week. Demand is up 50%. At the same time, many traditional sources of donated food have dried up. Restaurants are closed. Grocery stores are overwhelmed.
At this rate of food distribution, we're at somewhere between 3 to 4 weeks of inventory that we can continue to rely on.
Flood's counterpart in New York has a similar projection. In a few weeks, Dan Egan's charity, Feeding New York State, projects it will be buying a lot of the food it needs.
We're doing okay right now. We're all worried a few weeks out, you know, what's going to happen. We don't have endless resources.
There is some good news. Food banks aren't the only source of help. Congress just allocated more than $15 billion to pay for all the expected new applications for SNAP, what used to be called food stamps. Janet Poppendick is a senior faculty fellow at the Urban Food Policy Institute at the City University of New York.
The charitable food system occupies a bigger place in the national imagination, but the federal food assistance programs provide the lion's share of assistance.
Poppendick says the problem is that SNAP usually doesn't provide enough money for a whole month of food. There's now a push to get Congress to increase the amount of aid. Another problem is that most SNAP recipients can't order food online, meaning they can't use the aid for deliveries, which would help them maintain social distancing. I'm Nova Sappho for Marketplace.